Well, well, well. Look who walked in. Investigative reporter Jim McElhattan joins me now. And I've been waiting for this because I was tipped off a little while ago that there's something strange going on with Obama's books and our government. Tell me all about it.
Okay.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Well, we were kind of going through some federal purchasing records not too long ago involving the State Department, something we've done in the past, and came to notice one of the embassies in Cairo, Egypt, had spent in the neighborhood of about $28,000 buying copies of President Obama's memoir, Dreams from My Father. And we got to digging, and we found a number of other examples where the State Department has been buying President Obama's books for Christmas gratuities, and just these are embassy purchases,
but nonetheless are our tax dollars.
Sure.
So our tax dollars are buying copies of President Obama's books and giving them out as Christmas gifts, stocking stuffers, if you will.
In some cases, the State Department, when we asked them about it, they said they've got these information resources centers around the world, and they've got they also give books to libraries around the world. In any case, again, the embassy in Cairo spent $28,000, and then a couple months earlier had spent $9,000. So that's obviously a significant number of copies.
All right. Now, the big question is, who knew about it and when? All right. Did you talk to anybody at the White House?
We haven't gotten a response from the White House.
Really? What a surprise.
The State Department said these are purchases made by the embassies, it's up to the embassy. So, they're all around the world, the embassy in Jakarta, in South Korea, in Cairo, Turkey, Paris. English copies, foreign language copies, not just of the memoir, but the Audacity of Hope as well. And I believe in Paris they spent $11,000 on his children's book as well.
So it's not just one book.
It's not just one book. It's multiple books. Although we'll mention here, so he gets royalties on book purchases. So he could expect several thousand dollars here, based on these purchases.
It wouldn't break him though if he had to turn the money over and give it over.
Yeah, he donated $250,000 last year in the neighborhood, and the children's book, he donates those proceeds to charity. Most of the purchases happen in the months after he took office, and most of them were of the 1995 memoir.
Would this be akin to The Inconvenient Truth, Al Gore's movie? Remember now, but I think that happened though, not while he was a president or vice president, right? I believe that happened after his term.
His movie,
because that ended up in school systems all across
Is
America,
that right?
and I believe that there are some. I believe it's still being shown.
Okay,
but I don't think it happened while he was in office.
Right.
But this is very strange. Has this ever happened before?
We couldn't find any other examples of books by President Clinton, by President Bush, having been purchased by the State Department. No, that's not to say that they didn't, but we couldn't find it. And we just sort of went through the federal purchasing database, and nothing popped up. But multiple instances of purchases of President Obama's book did.
$70,000 worth of books, and are there indications that there may be more out there, or is this the tip of the iceberg?
There could be. I mean, we these are verifiable. These are instances where the federal purchasing records explicitly state copies of President Obama's book. Now, there could be other purchases where the contracting records just describe book or book purchase, and so. But these are the ones we know about, and
There was a story a couple of weeks ago that I did on book sales for the president.
Okay.
And there were high dollars involved.
Sure.
Pardon me, millions of dollars involved.
Sure.
And some people questioned the sheer volume, the number of books sold, to equate to the type of commission he made.
Interesting.
On the book.
Yeah.
I said there was a staggering number. In fact, there was one story I read where they actually thought that someone had purchased books and thrown them in a warehouse Because wow. they just had, there's no way in the world he could have sold that
I
many.
I see. Okay.
So this is very interesting. This kind of piggybacks on what I heard a couple of weeks ago.
Is that right? Okay.
And so this is very strange. Yeah. But I gotta, the bottom line is simply this. Our tax dollars are buying copies of the president's book.
Sure.
And then they're being handed out as prizes.
Sure.
I mean, how awful does that sound at face value? Yeah.
You know, we had done this has to be about a year ago. We went and looked at purchases by the State Department of liquor. A lot of Jim Beam purchases, a lot of Christmas
gratuities.
Now,
that's okay.
So there's all kinds of stuff. And this doesn't, you know, if you're comparing this to embassy construction and you know, big ticket items, this isn't going to jump out at anybody. But nonetheless, you know, 70 grand is 70 grand. And, you know, even if it's $5,000 or $6,000 in royalties, that's, you know, obviously significant to some folks. So
let's look at the economy. I mean, even right after he took office, okay, mm-hmm. granted, some of these purchases were made back then, but even so,
sure,
you know, we had massive deficits, and you know, should we be spending our money on this?
Sure,
you know. By the way, I thought of you today when the mini Solyndra story came up.
Oh, okay.
Did you? You
talking about the truck stop? Interesting.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. In case you're wondering what we're talking about now, I'll explain it very quickly. There's a story out of Tennessee where a gentleman who owned a truck stop was given a grant, a government grant. That was backed by the EPA, $424,000, to set up electric boxes so truckers could plug their trucks in overnight and use electricity rather than burn diesel fuel. Yes, he was handed $424,000 of our tax dollars. Yes, he is out of business.
Yes.
And Phil Gingrey, who has been on the program a couple of times, very outspoken about Solyndra because he's on the Energy and Commerce Committee. And he can't stand the whole idea of this whole Solyndra type thing ever happening. He referred to it as a mini Solyndra.
How about that?
And
yeah.
So what's really scary about that, it's just like here in this book story. How many more are out there?
Yeah.
What else are we going to discover?
Sure.
And that's why we have you, Jim.
Yeah.
So keep up the good work and keep us posted, all right?
Will do.
All right, very good. Jim McElhattan, investigative reporter here at the Washington Times.